Chapter 5 Sunday. There's about an inch of snow on the ground, but the sun's out now. Andy and I are headed down to Millie's for brunch. I haven't seen my daughter since Christmas. She gave me a tie and a fifth of Jack Black, which she probably got for next to nothing at her most recent stop in her apparent quest to wait tables at every restaurant and bar in the city limits. I gave her cash. That's what she said she wanted, but it didn't seem to thrill her that much. Andy probably will graduate from VCU about the same time she checks the last eatery in town off her to-do list. Like the tortoise, her progress is slow, but steady, a course or two a semester. I hope that, like the tortoise, she crosses the finish line one day. As we make our way across town through the slush, my mind is still reeling a bit from Peggy's latest bombshell. "Why didn't you tell me about this before?" I asked after I'd finally dragged it out of her. Peggy's never had much of a filter between her brain and her mouth. She thinks it, she says it.
"It wasn't any of your business."
I told her that it sure as hell was my business, but she crossed her arms like some sulking little kid and told me to change the subject or get out. It isn't exactly a big deal anymore to be of mixed race. Mixing the races might be the only thing that can save these benighted states of America, although I'm sure we'd find some other reason to hate each other. Artie Lee, saxophonist and bon vivant, died when he wrapped a car around a sycamore tree while I was still crawling. I inherited almost none of his light-skinned, African-American physical characteristics. Growing up in Oregon Hill, which was as white as minute rice back then, that was probably just as well.